This podcast is scheduled for one fall.
One fall. Woo. Wednesday night war edition.
Take two.
You shut up. That never happened. I don't even know, like, you know how at the end of that I always say that we just made the list and so on. Uh-huh. I don't know if I could do that anymore now because Jericho's on the other show.
Oh.
I don't know. We're not changing the name.
No.
The name's too good.
I was about to say, no.
We were so proud of ourselves.
I was mostly proud of me because I came up with a wrestling pun that you liked.
I mean, I helped. I had several podcasts of Strong Style. With, you
know. Okay. So, we have lots of things. The first,
all the things.
The first news that Zach, I think, is the most excited about, or maybe not, is CM Punk might be joining Renee.
Yeah, Fox apparently has offered the job, and it is quote-unquote a done deal. He said if the E had offered him that he would... Very, but I could also see this being fucking amazing. I hope for the latter.
Edge may be here in Saudi Arabia on Halloween.
Potentially, he did play AEW off on WWE, so he'd get a better deal.
I mean, that's just smart.
That's smart. I mean, like, everyone else is doing it, too. There is rumors of one more match, which, please, dear sweet God, please. I don't even care if it's in Saudi Arabia. I would like to see that. Just later, you know, after it goes, like, a month or two in the reserve, so that way the E doesn't get that much money off of it.
Hmm. Let's see. Randy Orton fucked up.
Big time.
Well, he is on someone else's, like, stream.
If you listen to, is it Bring Me the Horizon? It's their lead singer.
I've never heard.
He's a shitty human, so don't, you're not missing anything.
Okay, well, and he praises AEW. So we obviously know what Randy watched on Wednesday.
Yeah. he said, Sammy, wait, I actually have that pulled up, you know, one of the three things that my computer will allow. or do I? No, he said that
know.
Sammy Guevara, quote, can fucking work, end quote. Considering this competition, and Randy, you're about 3 years too late there, pal. That kid can do some shit. I'd love to work with that kid. Yeah. Interesting. But that's not the worst thing he said.
And then he said the N-word.
You don't say the N-word, especially if you're white. No.
Yeah, like,
Hulk Hogan got fired for that.
Yeah, well... We'll see how that goes.
I mean, I wouldn't complain if Randy was not on TV anymore. Sorry. Not sorry.
So, Jericho may be doing Japan shows, you said?
Yes. His AEW contract, along with Jon Moxley and Kenny Omega, they all can do shows in Japan as long as they're not with those promotions in the States, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so cool. Jericho apparently may work a program with Tacos, and I definitely want to see Jericho destroy Tacos.
Well, you know what's funny?
Tacos?
Today is National Taco Day.
So, I don't have a taco t-shirt.
Aww.
He's like the only New Japan guy I don't have.
Aw, that's sad.
I wanted, like, his Hello Kitty one, just for shits and gigs. But they don't sell them, and I looked on eBay, and the only one that was in my size was like $250. I was like, fuck
oh,
no.
Yikes.
I just bought a pair of shoes for $230. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Good shoes, though. Real good shoes. They are. Can confirm. 10 out of 10. Would choose again.
Yeah. So, I guess
season premiere of my favorite show.
Yeah, Raw this week.
It was watchable.
Was it?
End kind of sucked.
I mean, I guess it's better than last week, but
they've done this before. I'm not a fan. No.
First we had Brock Lesnar basically murder Dominic and Ray.
Hey, I had the same shoes as Ray Ray did.
it was a bit crazy. Sasha and Alexa.
Yay.
I mean, it was pretty good, but
it's just
don't
like
want Alexa to get hurt again.
Well, like my thing was like, okay, this is Dominic's first bumps as a wrestler, and he's training to be a wrestler, and he took him from Brock Lesnar. The kid's got guts.
That's a lot of
Triple H's oldest daughter's training to be a wrestler too.
Oh God, is she like 12? She's like tiny.
Yep, that's what Stephanie said.
Oh Lord.
I mean, go all you. Right. But,
I guess we know which family is definitively taking over.
Do we though?
Yeah.
I'm okay with a dog as president.
So, yeah, there's the Sasha and Alexa, and then Becky, randomly.
Almost pointlessly. Almost pointlessly.
Yeah. Then we had the Tag Champs versus Heavy Machinery, who they decided to bury again.
Good.
But it was a very good match, at least.
I don't ever want to see Heavy Machinery again. Thank you.
You know, I think I know someone else you'd rather not see instead.
Like who?
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, God.
Along with Ric Flair. I really like Ric Flair.
I like Ric Flair.
Oh, well.
He has a shoe deal with Adidas he just signed. I'm like, the man won't live to see it. Sorry. Like, shit.
Yeah, so they are the tag team captains at Crown Jewel.
Now, I did tweet the thing from the show. I don't know if you saw it. But the same thing happened, like, several years ago in TNA. Like, the exact same match. Team Hogan versus Team Flair, 5-on-5. And there's even a possibility that, like, Bobby Roode... could end up on Hogan's team again.
Oh, God.
I'm just like, I've seen this before. I don't need to watch this.
What the fuck goofy-ass faces that Corbin and Randy Orton were making?
No, did you see, like, during the commercial break what happened?
No.
So, you know, Corbin's sitting on his stupid little throne. And
I saw the chair break.
Yeah, and, like, both, like, Randy fucking lost it.
Yeah. I mean, I would too. I like Baron Corbin and I would have lost it. Then we had the Viking Raiders and the OC.
Oh, no.
Who got buried again.
Why?
I don't know.
Machine Gun.
Then Ricochet versus Cesaro.
Yes. Every night, please. Yes.
Yeah. It was pretty good. Then, Bray Wyatt.
See you in hell!
Yeah.
Now that's a t-shirt.
Then we had AJ Styles versus Cedric. Alexander.
For reasons.
For reasons?
For reasons.
What are the reasons?
Just cause.
Oh, well. Yeah. I mean, it was a good match, but Cedric lost again.
Thank God.
Natalya and freaking Lacey Evans.
Oh, God, why?
I don't know, but they fed Natalya to Lacey.
Well, I mean, what else were they gonna do?
I don't know. Then Seth Rollins versus Rusev.
Yeah, because Ray Ray got knocked out of his title match because Bork.
Yeah, and it was a no contest.
Now, there was like a backstage segment where someone asked Rusev where was Lana, and he just made this face like, I don't even want to fucking talk about it.
Yeah, well, guess where Lana was? Oh,
no, no. This was so
making
bad.
Making out with Bobby Lashley.
Jesus Christ. They've done this before. It was awful then. It's going to be awful now.
Yeah, I don't know why this is the storyline they're going with when they have this much competition happening right now.
Okay.
This is not the storyline people want.
Okay. So, you know how we bitch about, like, storylines just kind of dropping off the face of the earth and we don't know why?
Uh-huh.
At least WWE doesn't very often go out and says, yep, we're not doing this, all of this is fake, we're retconning everything. The last time they did that was Rusev and Lana, cheating with Lana being with somebody else. Again. And they did it with Mr. Ziggles, who can't take a fucking joke on Twitter. It's like, seriously. It was so bad. And Lana and Rusev, you know, put the torpedo in backwards, announced they were getting married on Instagram, and that's what killed the whole story.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know how they're going to ruin this storyline, but I'm sure they'll find a way.
I mean, it was already gross enough with, like, the Mike and Maria thing.
What happened to that?
She just said, like, Rusev wasn't the dad or whatever, and that was it.
I was hoping there would be some payoff.
He's been doing weird matches with Chad Gable.
Oh,
I think
he should be king.
And Chad like mops the floor with him.
That those of you who remember Mike Bennett in Ring of Honor, he was a badass. I want that Mike Bennett back.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was all for Raw.
SmackDown hasn't happened yet.
Well, yeah, we have NXT, which I have not seen yet, but I'm going to watch this weekend. I think they put it up like 3 days late on our on-demand.
Really? Damn.
Yeah, it's weird.
It was a takeover, essentially. Like, holy shit, it was good.
Well, yeah, because they defended every single belt, because I guess they were real worried, and
they should have been.
Turns out they should have been, yeah.
They lost by 500,000. Like, holy shit, that's not small.
No, and I think it's going to be that way at least for the first month, probably. They should expect to come in lower because it's new. You know what I mean? Like,
people plus, like, are going to be... It's like a new store opening, and people are like, yeah, holy shit, I got to see this.
Yeah.
Same concept.
Yeah,
but,
like they're checking it out, and it'll drop off. I think people like it. Yeah, people. I mean, it seemed like people on Twitter really liked it. Mark and I liked it, but we're just a sample size of two, so.
I'm like a sample size of three because that's how cool it was.
Yeah, but I think.
Are you making a prediction on who wins the war now?
I think NXT is doing a little bit too little too late and a little bit, like, in a disappointing way for a couple of fans with pulling Finn.
Well, I'll look at it this way. WWE yesterday or today, I'm pretty sure it was today, put out a statement congratulating AEW on beating them in the ratings. You're putting your developmental brand against something which has the best wrestlers, the best individual wrestlers, I won't say roster, in the world. I don't expect NXT to be AEW. I would expect Raw or SmackDown to do so, because that's a more established brand. While you literally threw NXT on network television just to compete on it. That's petty. That's a terrible business idea. It's the best brand that you have, and you're running the risk of ruining it by putting it on network TV and Kevin Dunn. Terrible idea.
Well, because the other thing with that is, like, they may actually lose subscribers because...
Good! If, they should!
If people are buying the WWE Network just to watch NXT, and now you can get an hour of NXT for free every week...
Well, not free, but...
I mean, if you already have... Like, USA comes with most basic cable packages.
Right, so but I'm saying...
It's... You could knock off your however much you pay for the network a month and
yeah, that's fair.
Still get NXT.
Yep.
Because their pay-per-views are not worth it.
Well, the takeovers are. That's mainly why I have the network. I can't tell you the last time I used it. I'll use it on Sunday.
Yeah, we use it for the pay-per-views and then sometimes we like to just find the weird... Like, we'll go find weird collections.
Or I'll look up old pay-per-views that are just fucking terrible and bitch
about
them.
Mark likes to do that. Like, he likes to show me the, like, ridiculous things.
What's the most ridiculous thing he showed you on there? Mark, by the way, you're a bitch for seeing Kane debut.
Probably... Oh, God. The Mick Foley match for Hell in a Cell. That was pretty... Just because
one? There's several of those.
The one with the teeth going through his face.
Oh, Taker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like, God.
That was pretty rough.
That was
in
bad.
In terms of, like, I know how much pressure you need to do that to teeth. You know? Like...
See, like, when he goes through the cage... That wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, I know. Well, we watched the whole thing. And we watched his comedy special and everything. But Brett versus Sean was pretty rough.
But that's in like terms good of kind of rough.
Things they haven't edited out.
Yeah.
Because some should of the watch... signs are terrible.
Yeah, oh God. No, watch... I'll have a recommendation for you because none of this is censored out.
Oh, like, Stone Cold breaking his neck.
Oh, yeah. Bad. That was rough. I've seen that like 1,000. No. Watch the last ever the original ECW pay-per-view.
No, we did. We did watch that.
No, the very last one. Like in 2001.
Yeah.
All right. You remember what Sandman said after Rhino threatened to kill his family?
No.
He's like, I'm not going to defend the belt. And he gets, like, gored, like, 8,000 times. And he's like, give me the fucking belt. And then he gets, like, piled drive through tables, gored some more and loses. And then, like, all the F-bombs. All of them. And I'm just like, why can't wrestling be more like this? I mean, you can't put it on TV, clearly, but...
No, it wouldn't go well.
That's why ECW went off TV, because they kept doing shit like that. And Paul Heyman's just like, I dare you take us off TV. And then they did it.
I sent you a picture of what Mark just sent me after you said, Mark, you're a bitch.
Well, he is, sorry.
Well, the picture is good. But anyway, so NXT, every belt got defended in 2 hours. So they had Adam Cole
and Bay. Bro. Oh God, and, I gotta do that every sentence. Fuck.
He ended up defeating Matt Riddle and retaining the championship.
Yeah, he hits him with the cast and then hits the last shot.
Yeah. And then while he's celebrating, Finn Balor comes out.
Hooray!
Because he was the longest reigning NXT champion in history at this point. And declared that as of now, he's in NXT.
I mean, we like his new tattoos and everything, but I think he's a little too big for NXT.
Yeah.
He's a universal champion. Multiple-time IC champ. Are you fucking serious?
That's my problem with it. It's like, really? And if they just feed feed him to people...
I don't think they'll do that. They'll feed people to him.
Yeah, it's either going to be the Finn show, or it's going to make him...
horrible. Looked like a dumbass.
Yeah. So Dream issues a challenge
to Roddy.
Yeah. He's gonna give Strong, he says, a chance to stand on his own and step out of the shadow of the Undisputed Era.
I like that shadow. It's pretty cool there.
Io Shirai defeated Mia Yim.
Shocker.
Yeah, I mean.
But we got the Outsiders in the front row. That was cool, because I was like, I'm 8 years old all over again.
Yeah. Gargano defeated Shane Thorne. He did a Poison Rana and a kneeling super kick.
Yippee.
Shayna Baszler defeated Candice LeRae via submission. Yeah. With the Akira Fuda clutch.
I mean, that's a cool name.
Yeah, well, she did it 3 times, it looks like. 2 or 3 times.
Oh, so, but next week. I don't want next week.
What's next week?
Walter and Kushida.
Oh, no. That'll be fine.
No, it won't.
And they had a bunch of WWE legends in attendance. They had Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, Mark Henry, Stephanie McMahon, and Alundra Blaze.
But Kushida and Walter, no. No.
So, Pete Dunne defeated Danny Burch.
Yeah. But, Damian Priest, if you know him as Punishment Martinez, hit him with a swinging reverse DDT.
Is that Punishment Martinez? That's what I was wondering.
That is Punishment Martinez.
Okay.
They gave him a new name.
Adrian Jaoud got a new name, too.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
I don't know. I'm lucky enough to have remembered the first one. Tag Team Champs, Undisputed Era, defeated the Street Profits.
That was a given, though.
Yeah.
But then my dad shows up!
Yeah, so Cole's is coming out to celebrate, and Tommaso Ciampa.
He came back after getting cigarettes. No? Okay.
Yeah.
I tried.
I'm not touching that one.
But he's cleared to compete.
Yep.
I'm so happy. Maybe I'll go get to see him next year. If I don't get sick and he doesn't get hurt. Damn.
So then we had NXT UK. So let's see. Yeah, so we had Piper Nevin defeating Isla Dawn, which is sad. I like
that. I mean, that's fair though.
Yeah. Alexander Wolf defeated Saxon Huxley.
Good.
Mike Bird versus Jack Stars never happened. Gallus attacked both of them before the match. So Flash Morgan Webster and Mark Andrews came out for fight 2, and they also got defeated by Gallus, because of course they did. Kaylee Ray defeated Tegan Nox.
No!
Yeah.
Damn. Well, I mean, like, we like Tegan.
We do. I just wasn't expecting the sound effect.
I'm just, like, disappointed. Like, that's her fucking win shit. And her former tag team partner is awesome, too, and she's coming back in January.
Which one is that?
Ruby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's...
The good show for the week is coming up.
Yeah, to you for AEW. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, for everyone else who's listening, did you guys get, like, a Nitro vibe from this? Because I definitely did. I felt like a little kid watching wrestling all over again. Seeing the NWO versus WCW. Anyway, show starts. Hooray, hooray, pyro everywhere. Cody and Sammy Guevara, you know, the one that Randy used the N-word on. Or at least...
That match was fucking good, though.
It was really good. I mean, it's a good, like, get the crowd going. It's really cool. Cody won by roll-up after he
cheated because Brandy fucking punched him in the face.
No, that was because the best. He hit. Well, she had a heel in her hand while she did it, but Cody had accidentally dove into her when Sammy pulled her in front of him. But Cody hit a disaster kick. It didn't keep him down. Sammy Guevara, I think, goes for like a shooting star press, something like that, and Cody gets his knees up and rolls him up. And that, and, you know, Tony Schiavone's getting ready to come in the ring. He's getting ready to talk to Cody, and Sammy turns him around, offers to shake his hand. Cody thinks about it and gets the piss beat out of him by Jericho.
Yep.
Because Jericho's a fucking prick in this. He definitely stole a camera.
Really?
Yeah, he stole a camera, took a photo, and then now it's on his Instagram.
Oh.
Jericho's like Snoop Dogg with Instagram. Do you not have something better to do? MJF beat Brandon Cutler. I found out who Brandon Cutler was. He was the Bucks friends while getting into the business, and he quit to start a family, and now he's back. He got a job because of his friends. That sounds pretty familiar. MJF is being like an asshole to him. There are chances of asshole are going around. Made fun of him for being a D&D fan. Elbow strike, hits Salty Earth, instant tap. He keeps it on for a while. Jay and Silent Bob cut promos.
That's my favorite. I love them.
Okay, well, Jericho's so in the movie.
This involves me having to tell a story, I think.
Oh, God.
So, when I was an undergrad, I was in a sorority, and we do clue weeks when you get a little. And it was really popular when I was in it to pretend to be, like, a celebrity or, like, a character that your little likes. And I went to nerd school, so, like, a bunch
Jay
of people
and
got... No, a bunch of people got, like, Arwen from The Lord of the Rings. But my little is from Long Island. And,
God
damn. We've talked about this before with sports, where, like, we don't talk about baseball and football. But she really likes Clerks 2.
Jesus, that
so
movie's awesome,
So I pretended
awesome,
to be Jay and Silent Bob for her clue week. And so I kept sending her emails, and I would say something like, Silent Bob wants to say hi, and I would just leave, like, 10 to 20 lines just, like, blank in the email, and then...
I was just like, did you just not talk to her or something?
No, just leave, like, big blank spaces.
What the fuck?
She didn't know it was me, and so she came and showed it to me, and she was like, what the fuck is this shit? And I was like, I don't know, but that's clever.
That's awesome.
That's
awesome.
But her, yeah, so she had to watch Clerks 2 for Clue Week, and it was scheduled right before the group clue, and so everyone walked in during the donkey scene, apparently.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, you're sweet.
So, for a while, they were like, my favorite part of Clue Week was bestiality.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
Yeah.
See, I have a work story from that. It's not wrestling related in any way, but it's literally shit that I did today, and I just shut my mouth just to see what would happen, and it was gold. But that's a story for another time.
No, I want to hear it now. I'm gonna have to tell everyone.
Okay. So, there's this box that's been sitting up in our room for like forever and a day, and anytime that someone doesn't know what's like. Whose box this is, they just give it to me and like, Zach, figure it out, try to call them, whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. So I typed in the number and I looked up all their stuff and oh my god. I saw it and I opened the box and I looked in and all that stuff was in there. It is a bunch of sex toys. Stuff that Walmart does not sell. It was supposed to go to somebody's house. It wasn't supposed to come to us at all. There's a third party that put it on the website, which I was like, what the fuck? How is this on there? But I was just like, all right, do I call these people or do I have my fun? I'm going to have my fun. So I gave it to my boss and I was just like, yeah, I couldn't get anything to come up on this. Maybe you can try something. He goes, okay, cool. I'll go into the AP office and I'll try to figure out what's going on. Now, I stand outside because I was just like, I know what's going to happen. It's going to be really funny because the AP boss, he was in there too. And he's like, go ahead and use the computer. And my boss looks up and he sees all the stuff that's in this box. And he's like trying to not laugh because he knows what I've done. And the boss looks up and he just sees all of it. He goes, oh my. And my boss gives me this box. He goes, you need to take this to claims. I go, but I'm supposed to go home. So you do. So now, like, the claims person probably won't talk to him for a few weeks. They had canceled it. We have to send it back, though. So, yeah, it was really funny. I'm a prick. Anyway, yeah, the Jay and Silent Bob promo gets cut short by Angelico, Jack Evans, who talks shit, and Private Party shows up just to protect them, and they end up getting kicked out somehow. I don't know. They ran away. They just, like, gave them beers, told off Angelico and Jack Evans, and then ran away. SCU with their classic... Oh, by the way, Scorpio Sky would make a great Obama impersonator, I guess. Is that the word I want to use? Because yes. Just like he did the voice perfectly.
He was very close to, is it Jordan Peele?
Yeah, Key and Peele. That's what you're thinking of.
Jordan Peele.
Nice. I but I liked how at the end of that he did his whole thing. He goes, this is the worst town I've ever been in. But they talk about how they're picking their two people, Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian, to do the tag tournament. And then our favorite Lucha Brothers, showed up and they said that they're the best tag team in the universe because Cerro Madero. And they all got in a fight. That's about it. In the arguably best match of the night, Pac and Hangman.
That was so good.
Oh, it was awesome. It was my favorite match of the night. He just kicked Hangman in the plums, Earl Hebner, because of course it's Earl Hebner. Didn't see it, but he was like, something's happened here and I don't know, but I didn't see it, so fight. Black Arrow immediately into the Brutalizer, and Paige was defenseless, so Paige lost. It was cool. The finish was incredible. I liked that match. And AEW women's title match, Riho versus Nyla Rose. Riho won. I like this match, but I don't like this match. The match was cool. It's innovative and stuff. Why the fuck are you bringing out a chair during a title match? And if you're going to try to use it, you're going to lose. Which defeats the purpose of a title match. Especially if you're the heel. But, yeah, like, Nyla, like, stacks a bunch of chairs over it and then tries to do a senton on it and nasty bump. I'm like, oh, God, no. No. That hurt a lot. Riho hit an Avalanche Northern Lights suplex. She's, like, 100 pounds soaking wet. For the 1-2-3, Michael Nakazawa, who we all love, got the piss beat out of him by Nyla Rose after trying to, you know, introduce her to the Japanese crowd. And Kenny ran in to save Riho.
Yep.
And then we get the OG Elite, the Elite, against Jericho and Santana and Ortiz. I'm just going to call them LAX. It's a lot easier.
It is.
I mean, I know why they can't use it, but whatever. I have a problem with this match. When Moxley runs in to attack Omega, why wasn't there a DQ?
See, Mark asked the same thing. He was like, I guess they have different rules than WWE.
But they never clarified on it. And that's why I'm like, I'm a little concerned because this is WCW 2000 bullshit that I'm seeing. Omega goes through a glass table.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
I was like, what the fuck? No.
John Moxley popping in was my favorite part.
Like, I saw, I had a feeling, because they did advertise him for the show. Yeah. I had a feeling he would show up and attack Omega. I just didn't think so early in the match.
Yeah.
That and Omega kind of doesn't do a lot of wrestling here lately. He's done, what, 7 matches all year? He's starting to become Brock to me. But it leaves the Bucks against Jericho and LAX. Hot tags, so on, whatever. They try to hit the best Meltzer ever. Still the name. And in mid-flight, he gets hit by a Codebreaker and a Judas Effect. Game over. 3-on-2 post-match beat-up. Cody runs in. And then Sammy Guevara kicks in, just kicks him straight in the dick. And then Dustin Rhodes does the exact same thing. And then our good friend Jake Hager. You might know him as Jack Swagger. He hit a spine buster, a really nasty spine buster on him. Put Cody through a podium with a gut-rich powerbomb. And then Jericho hits a Judas Effect. And that was the end of the show. And I'm just like, this is the NWO all over again. But I'm okay with it as long as they kill it early. Seriously, no. that's what killed WCW was the NWO.
I mean,
I think the show was good. I do have, I mean, there's going to be growing pains. Like, JR is not what he used to be.
He was way better than Lawler, so he's fine.
He is better than Lawler. I'm not disagreeing with you there. I'm just saying, maybe you should give that spot to somebody else. Because he would try to awkwardly put people into commercial, and there's way too many commercials. Like, I don't care if it's picture in picture. Too many. Shut up. And the way they would place commercials, just like, this is poor production. Poor directing, I would say, more or less. And that falls on some members of the Elite.
Yeah.
There was definitely a really nasty miscue in the beat-up of Michael Nakazawa where Nyla Rose didn't get him up. I was like, he's not sandbagging her. There's no way. I thought, like, Nakazawa was going to lose his head. And, I mean, other than that, it was pretty good. For a first show, it was a really good show. That's all I got.
All right, well, we need to make some predictions.
That I'm going to win again? There you go. Write it down now.
All right, let's see. Hell in a Cell. Oh, don't run out of ink yet. Okay. Okay. Have another pen. Okay, so the first one we can predict is the Universal Championship, Seth Rollins versus The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. I want to say Bray.
I'm going to say The Fiend. I think they give it to him.
All right. Becky versus Sasha. I think Sasha.
I'm going to pick Becky.
All right. You don't think Becky's going to SmackDown?
Oh, I forgot about the draft.
Yeah, you did. It's too late. I wrote it down.
That's okay. I'm okay with it. Make it up somewhere else.
Roman and D-Bry versus Harper and Rowan.
Harper and Rowan. They've been booked like monsters.
That's what I was thinking.
And like D-Bry, I have a feeling might even turn on Roman.
That's what I think. We can make that a bonus point. We both get a point if D-Bry turns. Okay. The WWE Championship. Do we want to make that a bonus?
Yeah. I'm going to make that a rematch between Brock and Kofi. And I'm going to say Brock retains. Brock retains.
Okay, so I'm going to put in your prediction, Brock. And then for the plus one, you're saying rematch.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to say Brock, but I'm going to say he has another opponent.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm just going to say it's Brock versus someone.
Who would you guess that someone is?
Oh. Kevin Owens.
Really? That would be pretty decent. I would like to see that.
It's my hope and dream. That's why I'm putting just someone.
Right.
Which, I mean, that could mean if it's Kofi Kingston, Kofi is someone. But
but that's a rematch, so I still get that.
Yeah, so then you would get the point too, yeah. The women's match, Bayley versus Charlotte. I think Charlotte.
I think Bayley.
Okay. You think they're going to let her keep it?
I think they're going to let her keep it. Charlotte can wait for just a little bit longer.
She doesn't have much longer.
She has plenty longer.
Not according to what she and Andrade want.
Oh, God.
I mean, if she wants kids.
No, please. I'd rather have Charlotte on TV, please.
The Revival versus the New Day. I'm going Revival. I love them.
And I don't. But I'm picking the Revival. I don't wanna.
Okay. Shinsuke versus Ali.
This is the easiest match to predict. Shinsuke. He wins by interference.
Do you want a plus one for the interference?
Absolutely. Sami Zayn interferes.
Okay, so we get a plus one. Sami. Interferes. I won't say how he interferes. That way, like...
I think he gets his ass handed to him, but he gets him distracted enough to get Shinsuke to hit Kinshasa on him.
Yeah. All right.
Did you see Ali's post of like him doing like a reaction video to something, and he did like this hand explosion thing, and the caption was, "This is gonna be get me put on a watch list, right?"
Aww.
I'm just like, that's so bad, but it's really funny.
So do we want to guess maybe what other belts might be on the pre-show? Do you think we're gonna get the Raw belts? The women's tag belts?
I don't think we get a women's tag because they've been feuding with
Sasha and Bayley.
Yeah. So I'm going to say we get a Cruiserweight title match. Because we always get one. I'm just going to say Drew Gulak wins because they clearly don't care anymore and they're saving it for Lio Rush.
Yeah. So you're saying Cruiserweights...
There's a lot of plus ones on this show.
I'm not giving us plus ones for these. These are just fun.
Oh, well, that's cool. I'm not competitive at all.
Do you think the Raw tag... I think we're going to get the Raw tag belts somehow defended by someone.
It's just like, who would they defend them against? There's really not anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the OC, but... That's a stretch, because they've just been getting buried. They might just have to.
I'll say maybe. And then... Are there any other belts? Yeah,
There's a U.S. belt.
Yeah, isn't that AJ?
That's AJ. They're not going to put him on the pre-show.
No, but they don't have him in a match.
I think he gets a promo.
Okay.
He gets a promo, and then here's a little free Zach fucks up thing here. He cuts a promo, lights go out, and you hear a long guitar riff, and Aleister Black shows up. Boom! There you go. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
See? I'm a better booker. Speaking of booking, I have a great idea for you that we've already talked about.
Yep. Which you guys might hear about later. Our Instagram is at We Just Made the List. Our Facebook is We Just Made the List, a podcast about wrestling.
Leave us a
rating or a review wherever you're listening to our podcast, please. Twitter's at WJMTL Podcast. And so very is the good. Patreon. Yeah.
Now, on the Patreon, if you give us $48 more, I will read the worst thing that Cassie possibly has cooked up that involves Brock Lesnar.
No, I have not cooked it up. Don't put that shit on me. I found it on the internet. Somebody else fucking wrote that shit. You have
been writing a lot lately. I'm just saying.
Not that.
Wouldn't surprise me, though. Anyway, if you give us $48 more, I'll read it and record it. Put it up on the internet. For everyone to just like, see and hear my misery. Yeah, I'll record it on my webcam. There you go. I'll do that, too.
Just go do Insta, like your Insta live video.
God, dude. No, I'll put that shit on YouTube. Just, damn, really don't want to do that. Don't give us much. Give us like $47, so I don't have to do it. But we still get like the financial boost from it. Yeah, so let the wars commence. We just made the list.
Bye.
Bye.